Luciano Pavarotti, just another tenor? Luciano made his Metropolitan debut in 1967 in Puccini's La Bohème. Though critics, by and large, approved, and the audience seemed to like him, nonetheless, that seemed to be the general consensus. Just another tenor among many. Pavarotti canceled after that first performance, claiming laryngitis. Or was it nerves? Some say he felt lost on that big stage. But maybe it was the other way around. Perhaps the Metropolitan wasn't big enough. For Pavarotti had a larger-than-life personality. He was destined, you might say, to be the main attraction. He had charm, charisma. The media took to him like flies to honey. He did recitals, interviews, television. He was on the cover of Newsweek. He was the flavor of the week, every week. And by the way, he sang opera, too. Critics hailed him as the new king of the high seas. And so he was, hitting 10 consecutive high seas in Donizetti's Daughter of the Regiment at Covent Garden, stealing the show from La Stupenda, Joan Sutherland. Call him Il Stupendo. Pavarotti eventually returned to the Metropolitan, once again in La Bohème. And to be perfectly frank, the voice hadn't changed much. It was the same lovely lyric tenor. But Pavarotti had changed. He was now more than just another tenor. He was an international phenomenon. For Hawaii Public Radio, I'm Gene Schiller. Resto in danza, tondo, tondo, donne mie, venite qua, un garzon bello e...